This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. University of Washington head football coach Chris Peterson announced his resignation. He'll coach the Huskies through their bowl game, but then will move to an advisory role in the UW athletic department. Peterson's announcement came as a surprise to the college football world. So, for some perspective, we called reporter Christian Capel earlier this afternoon. He covers Husky football for The Athletic. Christian Capel, thanks for taking time to talk to us. How big a surprise is this? Put it in context for us.
The timing of it is certainly shocking, but it's not all that surprising that Chris Peterson would walk away from a head coaching job on his own terms. He's long said that the greatest personal growth can only come from leaving your comfort zone. And that's a big reason why he left Boise State to coach at Washington after 8 seasons in Boise back in 2013. He was ready for a new challenge. He was ready to expand his horizons, was what he said at the time. And maybe this is just a manifestation of that.
Still, it seems like it's rare for there to be genuine surprise when news like this comes down. It's either, you know, an expected firing or somebody among those who cover the team has gotten early word and it starts to trickle out and there's rumors floating around. In this case, everybody seems to have been caught off guard.
Yeah, my sense is that this is probably something that was discussed at least informally before yesterday. I mean, I don't think Chris Peterson walked into athletic director Jen Cohen's office yesterday and just totally blindsided her with this. They are speaking at a press conference tomorrow morning, so perhaps we'll find out more about it then. But you look at the memorandum of understanding signed by Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator who's been promoted to head coach, and he agreed to his contract terms yesterday. So I think in terms of finalizing this and making it official, it wasn't something they were sitting on for a long time, but I don't think it's the kind of story that materializes overnight. So the fact that they were able to keep it pretty close to the vest and, like you said, prevent it from leaking out through other channels, it is rare. And it's not something that you see a whole lot, especially in college football.
It sounds like Peterson is not off to greener pastures or another city even. I mean, it sounds like he's staying on in some role.
Yeah, a leadership advisory role, they're calling it. And I would imagine that he'll probably work with coaches throughout the athletic department. He has a heart for student athletes, and his program philosophy is built for life, and for that reason emphasized a lot of aspects of becoming a better person, more than just what you do on the field and in the weight room and everything like that. So, you know, I would imagine he'll continue to work with student athletes in that capacity, and it'll be really interesting to see in the next year or so if that's what he wants to stick with or if maybe the coaching bug does bite him again.
For people who aren't watching this as closely as you, what's Chris Peterson's record and reputation as a coach?
He's been one of the most successful coaches in college football the last 14 years. He was 92-12 in 8 seasons at Boise State, went undefeated and beat Oklahoma in the Fiesta Bowl using a trick play and won in dramatic last-second fashion. And that really kind of put him on the map. And when he left Boise State for Washington, even though he'd never been a head coach at a traditional power program, it was considered a coup because so many other programs had come after him in years prior, and he had said no and eventually decided it was time for a change. And in his third year at Washington, he had them winning their first conference championship in 16 years, sent them to the college football playoff, and then last year won another conference championship and had Washington playing in the Rose Bowl for the first time in 18 years. So he led Washington back to heights that they hadn't enjoyed in a couple decades. This year was a bit of a step back, but the foundation certainly has been laid for Washington to be one of the more successful programs in the Pac-12 going forward. And with them naming Jimmy Lake, someone who's already on staff, as their new head coach, they have a chance to sort of keep that continuity going, too.
Christian Capel covers Husky football for The Athletic. Christian, thank you.
Thank you.